Okay. Well, excellent. We're right on time. This is great. 12:30. We'll go ahead and call to order, if it's okay, the special meeting of the Monterey Bay Air Resources District Budget, Personnel, and Nominating Committee. This is a special meeting because we are meeting remotely and under Governor Newsom's AB 361 emergency ordinance related to teleconference procedures and meeting under the pandemic. We definitely want to just welcome everybody and certainly members of the public and encourage their participation. With that, let's see, Siri, would you like to go ahead and call the roll?
Will do. Let's see. Director Carbone.
Here.
Director Lopez.
Here.
Director Story.
Here.
Chair McShane.
Here.
Director Coonerty. Absent right now. We have four. We have quorum.
Good, good. Well, this should go pretty quick. We do have an action item, and that's our update on the status of AB 361 requirements and recommended action on remote meetings. Rich, do you want to comment on that?
Surely. This body needs to find, in order for us to have this teleconference meeting, needs to find that two items are still in effect. And one of those is that there's still a proclaimed state of emergency by the governor, which there is. And that there's also a recommendation by the health officer from Monterey County to use social distancing and proper protection during public meetings. Those two items are still in effect. I would say we're probably going to try to move to a hybrid meeting the next time around. But as of this will give us another 30 days to operate if this committee decides they want to make the recommendation to make that finding.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Rich. And let's see if there's any questions. Seeing none, just a quick scan to the public. Don't see any. So we'll come back for a motion and a second.
Move approval.
I'll second.
Moved by Lopez, seconded by Story. All right, will you call the roll, Siri?
Yes. Director Lopez.
Yes.
Director Story.
Aye.
Director Carbone.
Aye.
Director Coonerty.
Aye.
Thank you. Chair McShane.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
Great, thank you. And I do believe we need to vote on the minutes from our special meeting dated April 20th. They should be in the packet. Did anybody have any questions? Okay, seeing none, just looking, nothing public. Okay, we'll need a motion and a second there.
Yeah, I'll move to approve. Story.
Carbone will second.
Moved by Story, seconded by Carbone. Siri, will you call the roll?
Yes. Director Carbone.
Aye.
Director Story.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Aye.
Director Coonerty.
Aye.
Chair McShane.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
Great. Okay. Well, that brings to close all of our actions. And unless there's no public comments, I don't see any. We'll go ahead. Thank you. We'll go ahead and adjourn and immediately reopen our regular meeting for the Monterey Bay Air Resources Budget, Personnel, and Nominating Committee, Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. The time is 12:34. So just want to welcome everybody. And as was indicated in our special meeting and taken care of in our special meeting, we are meeting remotely under the governor's teleconference and pandemic actions related to AB 361. We certainly welcome members of the public and your participation. So with that, go ahead and call the roll, Siri.
All right. Director Carbone?
Here.
Director Coonerty? I'll pass.
Sorry, here. Here.
Thank you. Director Lopez?
Here.
Chair McShane?
Yep.
Director Story?
Here.
All present, we have quorum.
Thank you. I'm just opening it for public comment. I don't see anybody. Anything received, Siri?
Nothing received.
Okay, our first item is to address the minutes from the April 20th meeting. And are there any questions? Seeing none, public. Anything received, Siri?
Nothing received, sir.
We'll go ahead and call the roll.
Do we need...
Sorry, we need a motion and a second.
Yeah. So moved, sorry.
Lopez seconds.
Thank you, got it. All right, thank you. We'll go ahead and call the roll.
Oh, right. Director Story.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Aye.
Chair McShane.
Yep.
Director Coonerty.
Aye.
Director Carbone.
Aye.
Approved unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, our first or next item, shall I say, is the proposed budget for 2022-2023. This will be on the regular board meeting agenda today as well. We'll go ahead and tee it up for a report or any sort of presentation from Rosa. Rosa?
Hi, good morning, members of the board. Our first item today is going to be the proposed budget. This budget was a preliminary budget was presented at the last meeting on April 12th. And since then, we've had a couple of budget revenue estimates that were updated based on final grant awards from the EPA and State Reserve, an increase to fixed assets due to additional funding from the EPA, and some updates to the estimated actuals. So I'm going to do a presentation for you. Let me start my... share my screen. Can you see my presentation or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this is our draft budget for fiscal year 22-23. Today's May 18th, 2022. Next slide. Is our budget overview. I'm going to go over the budget development, budget in brief, the total expenses and total revenues, the organizational structure, and our some of our budget schedules. So our budget development usually begins around February. We meet with the management to discuss the previous year's budget and give them some direction to propose some new budget numbers for the new year. On April 12th, we had our budget workshop. We send out letters to the sources on fee increases or proposed fee increases. April 12th, we had a preliminary budget review with the Budget and Personnel Committee. And May 18th is our first public hearing draft. And our June 15th would be our second public hearing and hopefully get an adopted budget. And July 1 is for the beginning of our fiscal year. Some of the highlights, total budget for operational and non-operational is $26.7 million. We have proposed fee increases based on the San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward, December 2021 CPI, Consumer Price Index, which is 4.2%. So that's going to increase our permit fees and our per capita fees. We have 33 full-time employees on the proposed schedule. That includes a salary increase of 3%. That's based on our last year's MOU. We have fixed assets of $434,506. We have OPEB and pension trust deposits totaling $120,000. Emission reduction grants, which include the farmer, the CAP, and Moyer programs, about $17.7 million. Our plug-in Monterey Bay and electric vehicle and bike incentives is $1.4 million. And our wood stove changeout grants of $218,750. This next slide shows our total expenditures. This includes all funds. It's a total of $26,749,134. Our largest expenditures are going to go to grant payments of $17.7 million, followed by our salaries and benefits of 5.4 million and our EV infrastructure program of 1 million. Then we have our professional services of 711,000, fixed assets 434, office and building expenses of 501,000, our electric vehicle and electric bike incentives 400,000, other admin expenses of 365,000, and other expenditures of 202,000. This slide shows our total revenues, our largest being the state grants at 6.9 million, followed by our permit fees of 3.1 million. And then we have all our DMV fees of 4 million. Then we have all our other fees. There's Title V and asbestos, 567, other revenues, 799, federal grants of 409,000, offsite mitigation and Central Coast community energy fees, 831,000, city and county contributions, 382, interest income, 72,000, and our CARB subvention program of 180,000. So our organizational structure, this includes our current structure is about 30 employees. Currently we're recruiting for 2 employees due to, we've had 3 retirements in the last year and 2 staff that have moved on. So we have 2 vacant slots right now that we're recruiting for. We're proposing for the admin division, there's no change. Our admin division is in charge of the general operations, our finance and our boards. They're monitoring, there's no change. We're gonna keep the 3.5 staff, and they're in charge of operating the air monitoring networks and the 6 stations within our district. Compliance, we'd like to fill a vacant position that was vacant during COVID, when COVID began, so we left it vacant. And we're gonna split the air quality technician position, so it'll increase it to 11. Our engineering is in charge of permitting compliance with regulations and our Title V permits, and there's no change in that division. Our planning, we'd like to add a planning supervisor and increase it by an additional planner, and we're gonna split the AQ tech there. And this is to support our increased grant funding programs. So our proposed total personnel would be 33. Next, we've got our budget schedules. We'll start with our operating budget is 7.5 million, and we've got proposed fee increases of 4.2% based on CPI. The per capita increase of also 4.2%, it goes from 48 to 50 cents, and it's about an estimated increase of 15,321. Salaries and benefits are gonna increase about 440,000 over the fiscal year 21-22 budget, and that's due to the 3% pay increase, proposed new staff, and increase in workers' comp and retirement rates. And our projected deficit for the operating budget is about 41,882. This is a description of our operating revenues. We receive 409,776 from the federal EPA grants, 103 and 105. State fund subvention grants, we receive 180,000. Our permit fee revenues are estimated to be about 3.1 million. Title V and asbestos, 567,000. Our DMV fees, just the operating portion, is about 1.1 million. City and county contributions, 382. Our grant administration funds, this would be the money coming from our emission reduction grants, about 880,000. Our state funded revenues, which include AB 617, the prescribed burn in oil and gas, that's about 183,000. We have other revenues, miscellaneous revenues, I think rents in there, our PERP, just other miscellaneous revenues, about $240,000. Our penalties and fines is $200,000, which we increased based on our last meeting, and interest income about $25,000. And this just shows a historical graph of our permit fee revenues. They've kind of been, they're pretty high in about 2008, 2009, and then they've decreased along the way. In the last couple years, I think they've been increasing slightly. We had a slight drop in the 2021, and that was probably because of COVID. We had a decrease. Our fixed assets, this is what we're proposing. We've got our document management software licenses, about 19,000. Permit database software license, about 84,000. We're proposing a new roof for our office, 200,000. We've got air monitoring equipment, 95,000. And a lot of that will be funded through one of the EPA grants that we're receiving. And a new vehicle for our compliance division, about 35,000. Our non-operating budget is going to be $19.3 million, and this includes grant funding, electric vehicle infrastructure, and other non-operating expenditures. Our major grant program expenditures, $5.2 million for the AB 2766 program, and $400,000 for the EV vehicle and electric bike incentives. Our AB 923 is going to be about $3.8 million in grants and $1 million for the EV infrastructure project. Carl Moyo program is $3.1 million for ag and marine vessel engines. Our offsite mitigation grants and Central Coast Community Energy is $975,000 for ag pumps. Wood stove changeout, about $218,000 for community air protection program, $2.5 million, and this is to reduce air pollution in disadvantaged and low-income areas. And our funding for agriculture replacement measures for emission reductions, are also known as FARMER, is about $1.8 million. And this is to replace farm equipment, irrigation pumps, and heavy-duty trucks. And then our OPEB and pension trust deposits, $120,000. And then this is our projected general fund balance as of June 30th, 2023. We'll have an unreserved balance about $4.3 million. And then we have designated for economic uncertainties about $1.8 million. OPEB and pension is $120,000. Building and facilities, $100,000. And then our total projected fund balance is about $6.4 million. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you very much, Rosa. Let me first look to committee members. I know this will be up before the full board. I don't see any hands at this time.
I've got a hand up there, Steve.
Maybe I got scanned down. Okay, sorry.
No, it blends into the background. No worries.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
The wrong skin tone. So if there was a slide that talked about adding a new position, specifically a manager position.
Right.
And if we can go back to that one. I'm just wondering, in terms of the planning supervisor, if we could get a little bit of input on why that supervisor is needed. Do we have somebody promoting into that position that we feel deserves that, or is it actually a management need over the staff there, because the current amount of staff being so small, it's just interesting to me to add a new layer there. So I'd like a little bit of input on why that's necessary.
I'll take that, Rosa.
Okay.
So Chris, yes, that's we have a new need for that. The position will be open to promotion. However, we'll probably open it up to outside candidates as well. We find that right now we have a supervisor that's overseeing within that program the air monitoring side of the house, but we don't have a supervisor that's overseeing all the new grant monies coming in that we have. And so we wanted to have somebody that can come in and make sure we're keeping current and keeping tabs on all the major grant monies. This position will also be paid by the administration portion of those grant monies, so it's not related to any increase in fees. I may be coming to the board later on, because if you've seen, our budget has skyrocketed with all the grant monies we're getting. So this is a first attempt to see if we can contain the hemorrhaging, and giving away money takes a lot of time and effort. So we may be coming back, but I think with a supervisor in place to help the program manager, that will really go a long ways to coordinating and helping the distribution of funds and grants out to the public.
Thank you. And I'll just share the reason I'm asking is I think I've got this sort of innate feeling right now that I need to question additions of positions due to the inflation happening across the board. And my concern is that in terms of the expected impact, it's going to be much larger given a lot of the issues that we're starting to see with need to reopen discussions, contracts, negotiations, and those things. So anytime I see a position added, I am just questioning. So I appreciate the response and understand the need given the unique situation we find ourselves in with a lot more money flowing out of the state and federal government.
We appreciate the question. And I think that's we're trying to deal with as little time and resources as possible. You know, it's one thing to create a position. It's another one to actually hire somebody into that. And we've been having a heck of a time finding qualified applicants. So we'll see how that goes. But it's really put a lot of work onto the existing staff to get and manage and get these grants out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Not seeing any. I'll just maybe a quick question for Rich, and I might ask this when we get together as a full board. God, where support? I mean, is it just me, or, and I know we talked about this, I think, in the past, but it just seems like all of our support from grants comes from the state.
So I missed the first part of your question. So I think you're asking, we get around 10%, 10 to 12.5% administrative dollars that we can peel off the total grants that we receive. So right now I don't have it's several million dollars that we're receiving from the state primarily, you're right. We do also receive money from the feds for air monitoring and for general program administration. And that's only about $300,000. It's been averaging a little less than $400,000 with our monitoring program. So we do get another couple $100,000 from state subvention, which is another way the state gives us money to implement air quality programs. Some districts take all their AB 2766 money and use it for their general fund. We don't do that. We use some of that for operational expenses, which is carved out according to the emission inventory. And most of our, since AB 2766 is for mobile sources, we apply that to our mobile source emission inventory. So we give about half of that money though away in terms of grants to the public, including our electric vehicle program. So it's taking a lot of our time, and we've got the farmer, we've got the community air protection program. And it just seems like every day there's a new program. Just remind the committee that we did approve this this position last time we met. The problem is we probably are going to, as I said, need more positions. But one of the problems with these dollars is that we don't have any economic certainty that they're going to last. So they may not be sustainable. So we may be in the position of having to let some folks go that were just hired. So that's another reality that we're going to be dealing with.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. We'll just quickly go to the public. I don't see any. Okay. Well, we are looking for a recommended approval to the board of directors. So at this point in time, we'd entertain a motion and a second.
I'll move that we recommend the budget to the full board. This story.
Second, Coonerty.
All right. Recommended by Story, seconded by Coonerty. Go ahead and call the roll, Siri.
All right. Director Story.
Aye.
Thank you. Chair McShane.
Yes.
Director Carbone.
Aye.
Director Coonerty.
Aye.
Director Lopez. Approved unanimously.
Thank you. Our next item is ROSA again. We have some resolutions approving fiscal year 21-22 budget revisions. ROSA?
Okay. Let's see, where am I still sharing a screen? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
All right. Oh Lord,
that's you, get out your, you have to get out of your
stop share. There it is. Okay. I couldn't find it. Sorry. I have two screens, so I'm always looking for it. Okay, so our next item to receive the report and recommend adoption of a resolution approving 2021 and 22 budget revisions. Mm-hmm. And we have a Schedule A attached. So fiscal year 2021-22 budget was adopted on June 16, 2021, and the requested revisions are for the air monitoring and planning division budgets. We're requesting a $13,000 increase to the air monitoring professional services account, and this is to purchase additional Clarity sensors. MBAR is going to use the revenues from the AB 617 Community Air Protection Program to fund these sensors. We're going to decrease $5,000 from the air monitoring wages expense to transfer professional services, and $8,000 from the air monitoring health insurance expense to transfer to professional services. We'd like to increase $29,324 to increase the wood stove changeout grants. And this is to cover last year's 2021 grant contracts that were in progress. A lot of contracts were delayed. The grant payments were delayed due to supply chain shortages. And to cover that, we're gonna decrease $29,324 from the professional services. So there's actually zero, it's gonna net to zero. They're gonna offset each other. So there's no increase to the general fund. And with that, I'm seeking.
Pretty straightforward. Thank you. So we'll look to any questions. Seeing any? Let's see the public here. Nope. Okay. Back to the board for comments or a motion in a second.
Carbone motion for approval.
Second, Coonerty.
Great. Moved by Carbone, seconded by Coonerty. We'll go ahead and call the roll, Siri.
All right. Director Coonerty.
Aye.
Director Lopez.
Aye.
Director Carbone.
Aye.
Director Story.
Aye.
Chair McShane.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
Okay, that's the end of our action items. We have some reports still. So ROSA, you're with us again on our OPED trust and pension trust accounts for the quarter ending March 31st. So share the good information.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good, but okay. So this is just our quarterly report on our trust and pension investment guide. This fund was started in October 2013 with PARS, and the original OPEB trust was transferred to the new trust in July 2018. It's got the balanced investment strategy, and we're still utilizing that. And then we made a deposit to the pension trust in May 2020, and that uses a moderately conservative high mark plus investment strategy. Currently, our account balance has dropped a little bit to 1.202,284. Our quarter ended total since inception, we still have a $395,284 investment net income. And then this shows our investment returns for 1 month is 0.19%. For the 3 months is a negative 4.92. For 1 year is a 2.65% return. And for the 3 years, 9.45. For pension, our account balance is $533,107. For the quarter ended March 31st, we still have a net income of $33,107 total since its inception. Our investment return for 1 month is a negative 1.02. For 3 months is a negative 5. And for 1 year is a negative 0.21. And I have attached a summary from PARS. And I've attached a summary of both the trust, the OPEB trust and the pension trust.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, I see that. The good news. All right. Any questions? Let's see. No, let's just look at the public real quick here. No, okay. Great. Well, this is just a report at this point. So thank you very much. And we'll move on to the Monterey County Treasurer's report, quarter ending March 31st. Rosa?
Right. So this is to receive the Monterey County Treasurer's report of investments through the quarter ended March 31st. The district deposits and receipts with the Monterey County and requests funds from the county as needed for accounts payable and payroll transactions. The county accounts for these monies in a separate fund and manages the investments for the district. Attaches a report for the quarter ended March 31st, which shows our overall yield for the quarter was 0.4%, which is lower than the previous quarter, which was 0.42%, and lower than the yield from the same quarter in 2021, which was 0.99. The economic factors affecting investment performance are outlined in the attached treasurer's report to the Board of Supervisors and in Exhibit A of the report. This yield is lower than the one-year treasury bill rate of 1.6 as shown on page one. And the majority of the county's investment portfolios are with the U.S. Treasuries, overnight liquid assets, and federal agencies. And that's displayed on page two. We have not received our, our second quarter earnings. Actually, we've received earnings through the second quarter of $42,461. And our total annual budget is 183. So I think we're gonna fall short this year on interest. And attaches the report from the county.
Thank you. Any questions? Just looking really quick, public, not seeing any. Okay, this is just a report. There's no need for action. I wanna thank Rosa for her star performance. It's a warm-up for our board meeting shortly. Okay, we stand adjourned. We'll see everybody in just a little bit for our 1:30 board meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.